If we are to engage the viewpoint of the soul, we must cease from judging. But if we do not judge, how can there be justice? Gandhi was beaten several times during his life. Although on two occasions he nearly died, he refused to prosecute his attackers because he saw that they were doing, quote, what they thought was right, unquote. This position of non-judgmental acceptance was central in Gandhi's life. The Christ did not judge even those who spit in his face and who subjected him without mercy to his pain and humiliation. He asked forgiveness, not vengeance, for those who tortured him. Did neither the Christ nor Gandhi know the meaning of justice? They knew non-judgmental justice. What is non-judgmental justice? It is a perception that allows you to see everything in life but does not engage your negative emotions. Non-judgmental justice relieves you of the self-appointed job of judge and jury because you know that everything is being seen. Nothing escapes the law of karma. And this brings forth understanding and compassion. Non-judgmental justice is the freedom of seeing what you see and experiencing what you experience without responding negatively. It allows you to directly experience the unobstructed flow of the intelligence, radiance, and love of the universe of which our physical reality is a part. Non-judgmental justice flows naturally from understanding the soul and how it evolves. This, then, is the framework of our evolutionary process. The continual incarnation and reincarnation of the energy of the soul into physical reality for the purposes of healing and balancing its energy in accordance with the law of karma. Within this framework, we evolve as individuals and as a species through the cycle of being unempowered to becoming empowered. Yet, the experiences that we encounter in this process need not be the kind that we have encountered to now.